This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, April 5th. Friday's USDA announced planting intentions continue to put pressure on the grain markets. Here's Joe Vaklovic from the floor of the CME in Chicago with more.
USDA gave us their prospective plantings report this past Friday, and it is projected that U.S. farmers will plant record U.S. soybean acreage this spring. Soybean prices have been the most favorable when it comes to major crops here in the U.S., so farmers are looking to take advantage of that. Now, it must be said that soybean prices have fallen quite a bit since survey results were compiled, so there's a chance that we could lose some of those acres, but I would bet that it's still going to be a record acreage number here in the U.S. The next big thing is going to be weather. What type of planting conditions are we going to see here in this country? What type of production is possible? Ultimately, what type of yield will we be able to put on our soybean balance sheets? That's going to be the big wild card.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 0.75 cents at 427.5. May corn ended the day down 4.75 cents at 363.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day down 7.5, ranging from 447 to 480. Hard red winter wheat of 11.5% protein prices for April up 2.75, ranging from 501.75 to 511.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April down 8.75, ranging from 622.25 to 662.25. Live cattle were down $1.20 at 118.22. March feeder cattle were down 205 at 130.85. January class 3 milk was down 17 cents at 15.39. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.